From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. The mayors of Portland and Lewiston say they are bracing for an increase in federal immigration enforcement in their cities next week. But as Ari Snyder reports, details of any potential operation remain unclear.
In a written statement Wednesday afternoon, Portland Mayor Mark Dion says the community is anxious and fearful about the, quote, understanding that ICE plans to deploy agents to the city next week. Dion rejected the need for a, quote, paramilitary approach to federal law enforcement. He urged residents to know their rights in case ICE stops them on the street, and added that Portland police do not cooperate with ICE. Also on Wednesday, Lewiston Mayor Carl Schelin said he expects ICE enforcement to become active there soon as well. Neither mayor offered more details. ICE and its parent agency, the Department of Homeland Security, did not immediately return requests for comment. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The Trump administration launched investigations into two Maine school districts today, alleging that they violated Title IX by allowing students to participate in sports based on their gender identity rather than biological sex. Maddie Smith has more.
RSU 19 in Newport and RSU 57 in Waterboro were listed, along with 16 other educational entities in 10 Democratic-led states across the country. The release from the Federal Department of Education says the investigations were initiated based on complaints submitted to the Office for Civil Rights. The complaints assert that these districts maintain policies or practices that discriminate on the basis of sex. Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Vermont also have school districts under investigation. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it will work with the Maine State Police to conduct a safety investigation into Tuesday's multi-vehicle crash in a highway work zone that killed two state workers in Waterville. According to a statement, the NTSB team will examine work zone setup and worker safety and driver performance for the operator of the minivan that ran a stop sign at the work site. The NTSB says it investigates highway crashes to identify possible system-wide safety issues that could have nationwide impacts. A preliminary report will be available within 30 days. A multi-faith coalition in Maine is urging passage of a $2 million state grant program to boost security at houses of worship and nonprofit organizations. The proposal, being considered by the state legislature, would establish a fund through the state attorney general's office. Nasir Shore, who's active in Maine's Afghan and Muslim communities, says the federal government's targeting of immigrants has emboldened extremists.
Definitely, it gives wings to the people who are living in a certain area with certain mindset. They are less reluctant to hide their feeling.
According to the FBI, religious hate crimes have jumped nearly 50% in Maine over the last 5 years. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow legally present non-citizens to continue receiving aid through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Approximately 2,000 refugees, asylum seekers, and other recent immigrants to Maine lost access to SNAP when Congress passed President Donald Trump's, quote, One Big Beautiful Bill last summer. Maine had been using state funds to provide SNAP benefits to such non-citizens. Alex Carter with Maine Equal Justice told a legislative committee today that the proposal would clarify Maine's law to restore those benefits without expanding eligibility.
Maine can't fill all the gaps left by H.R. 1, but this is one targeted way we can mitigate harm and prioritize protections for those most impacted.
While no one testified against the bill in committee, the push to restore state-funded SNAP benefits for non-citizens is likely to face Republican opposition. Farms of all sizes have been able to lean on public food assistance programs like WIC, SNAP, and Maine Harvest Bucks as steady partners over the last 3 years. That was the message from Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association Director Sarah Alexander at this week's Maine Agriculture Trade Show. She says reimbursements to farmers have increased.
We have people that need food. We have farmers that are growing food. It's a natural match.
Last year, President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill cut funds to programs like SNAP and WIC and raised eligibility requirements. Alexander says further cuts could affect the profitability of Maine's small farms. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Patty White for Morning Edition tomorrow starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.